This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 9th, brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. and China scheduled to begin trade talks tomorrow in Geneva. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says President Trump has taken steps to allow Xi Jinping to save faith with his people and still negotiate.
He's now said, I think 80% is a good number. That's essentially an embargo. So it hasn't changed anything. The leverage is still there. But President Xi Jinping can go to his people and say, well, the United States asked if we would please talk to them. And so we thought we'd be the good neighbor and talk to them. And we asked that they lower their tariffs before coming to the table, and they have acquiesced to us and done that. So President Trump has given him the out, and that's something he did in 1.0 as well, something he needed to do.
Suderman says Trump's tariffs on the Chinese have forced their government to invest heavily and support their economy.
But he has forced China into spending so much money to keep their economy propped up, to keep their stock market propped up. And yes, we've documented that that's how they're doing it, is they're injecting money into their stock market to do that, to stimulate consumers, to fight everything that President Trump is doing, that their debt load is rapidly escalating, and that debt load decreases what they're able to do in competing with the United States. So that is winning.
John Bodie with the Corn Refiners Association says President Trump's doing the right thing on trade.
I think the president's working very hard to reshape our trade agenda in ways that open market opportunities for agriculture.
Bodie says the second step of farm policy development will be most important.
First part to reconciliation where the major budget impact is, but the second part is critically important. So this is the other part of market access for American agriculture.
Bodie believes the nation can see real growth from a bioeconomy.
It's all those non-food items that are made from agricultural production. And that is where the great growth opportunity exists. We need to do things through the Farm Bill to facilitate growth of the bioeconomy. One more thing. The ag bioeconomy is all about the efficiency of agricultural production. Nobody can touch America. And it's science and innovation. The science is being developed right here, yet the commercialization's happening in Asia and Europe because we are behind on the policies. We haven't done the basic things to develop the ag bioeconomy that they have.
Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa, Nikki Baczynski of Illinois, introducing the Agricultural Biorefinery Innovation and Opportunity Act this week.
China identified biomanufacturing as a strategic priority in 2005. We are trying to get there. With the Ag Bio Act, it would let 9003 bio, what we think of as a loan program for ethanol, that's existed in the past. It would give access to broader development of the bioeconomy to those loans. And the big thing, too, is it would allow for money for bio innovation hubs at our universities. That's where Asia and Europe are leaving us in the dust. They have all these bio innovation hubs where the steps can be taken to commercialize that science and actually get it into the market.
Bodie says the U.S. must not miss this opportunity to expand agriculture's future. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Uncertainty is growing in farm country. Family farmers and ranchers are caught in a perfect storm. Skyrocketing costs, unstable markets, shrinking federal support, and rising trade tensions. Yet Congress hasn't passed a farm bill. It's time to act. National Farmers Union is calling on Congress to pass a strong, comprehensive farm bill for farmers' sake. Join NFU and farmers across the country in demanding action. Learn more at nfu.org/for farmers' sake. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.